Russian invasion of Ukraine looks imminent. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. There's more information suggesting an expected invasion of Ukraine, possibly within days, and a response is being formulated.
Fox News has confirmed that the U.S. has intelligence indicating Russian commanders have their orders to invade Ukraine. Plans are apparently in the works laying out logistics to the Russian troops staged at Ukraine's border. President Biden met with his National Security Council Sunday to discuss the situation. He also conducted a call with French President Emmanuel Macron. The White House released no details of either meeting. The president, who was to travel to Delaware Sunday, is remaining at the White House as the Ukraine situation develops and changes.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. There's concern Poland could be overwhelmed with Ukrainian refugees after a Russian invasion.
Now, Ukrainians have been immigrating to Poland really since 2014 with the takeover of Crimea and the destabilization of the Donbass region. So that means there will be some friendly Ukrainian infrastructure, if you will, in Poland already, who could absorb some of the refugees. But if they come in the millions as predicted, there will simply be too many.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Mielec, Poland. Some of those who took part in the Canadian trucker protest in Ottawa say police used excessive force in clearing them from the streets yesterday. Chris Clark is one of the truckers.
Simply the police, sometimes without warning, jumping forward, sometimes 5-6 feet, and then rushing the crowd is what I witnessed. I saw no resistance.
Ottawa police say they will investigate all reports of excessive force used by officers. And NASCAR Cup rookie Austin Cindric has won the Daytona 500. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The trial continues Monday for three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Two of three former Minneapolis police officers, Tu Tao and J. Alexander King, told jurors last week that they did what they were trained to do, deferring to their superior, the now convicted Derek Chauvin, during George Floyd's arrest in 2020. Tao is saying his role was to control traffic and onlookers. A use of force expert also testified that MPD's training to intervene was inadequate. Tao, King, and Thomas Lane are charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights and face state criminal charges in Minneapolis later this summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A woman was killed, five other people hurt in a shooting last night at a park in Portland, Oregon. It happened during a protest against recent police shootings. Fox affiliate KPTV's Connor McCarthy reports.
It was definitely a chaotic scene in Normandale Park where this shooting happened. We also do know there was a rally that was happening in solidarity with Amir Locke and Adante Wright at this park, but it's still unconfirmed if anyone in that group happened to be shot.
Portland police say two suspects are in custody. Scientists in Europe say they've just discovered the largest galaxy ever observed. Fox's Laura Cantor reports.
Leiden University in the Netherlands releasing a statement with the findings. Astronomers discovering the giant radio galaxy 3 billion light years from Earth. It is roughly 16.3 million light years long, more than 100 times larger than the Milky Way. Researchers have no idea how the galaxy grew so large, and are hoping it will provide new information about the structure of our universe. also known as the cosmic web. The journal Astronomy and Astrophysics will publish the findings. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.